بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, today we are going to continue discussing marriage. This is the fifth video of the marriage discussions playlist. First, we started with a survey asking brothers and sisters if they were single or married and what they are looking for in a relationship. For the married couples, what has worked in your relationship, what hasn't. And then we had a lengthy discussion about getting specific about what you want in a marriage. And now we've been talking about the traditional wife and the traditional husband. Today I want to read an email that I received as a response to yesterday's video about the traditional husband. But first, I wanted to tell a story about something that happened to me in high school. I went to high school in the early 2000s, and I had a sociology class. In this sociology class, we would just have discussions about life. The teacher, he was really nice and funny and just open to discuss things about life. And keep in mind, I wasn't Muslim at this time, didn't know any Muslims, didn't know anything about Islam. This was just, you know, a public school in Maryland. Now, one day the teacher asked, if a boy and girl, or a man and a woman, go on a date to the movies, who should pay for the ticket? Should the male pay, or should the woman pay, or should they both pay? So, subhanAllah, I specifically remember this discussion because there was one girl in the class, and she was very adamant and insistent that the man should pay. And I was like, why should the man pay? Like, okay, we're going to the movies. Why should I be expected to pay? Keep in mind, again, this was in the early 2000s. So the LGBT agenda was nowhere to be found really at this time. Not like today. That wasn't even a term or phrase or anything like that. But feminism was really strong in pop culture. There were a lot of music videos and pop stars that were singing about being an independent woman. They can pay their own bills. They don't need a man, you know, so on and so forth. Really just going at men like, you know, I don't need you. You're a scrub. You're this and that. So I just remember I wasn't Muslim. I didn't really have any core set of morals or a foundation in which I really lived by. I was just influenced by the world around me. But I remember at that time, I was like, why should I have to pay for your movie ticket? And she couldn't really explain why. Because, you know, it's just a traditional way of viewing things. And obviously society has been moving away from these sorts of concepts. But what was interesting is that the teacher actually agreed with me. Why do you think he agreed with me? It wasn't just because of this feminist agenda of, no, men and women are the same, they're equal, so they should both pay an equal amount. He understood the traditional aspect, but he also understood that if the man pays for the woman's ticket and popcorn and he pays for everything, then it puts pressure on the woman to pay him back some way. And also the man, he might feel like he's entitled to something because he took her out, he paid for all these things. So he's doing all these things for her. What is she going to do for him? And the reason I sort of found this interesting as I reflect is that even before Islam, before all the gender roles that have been assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and things of that nature, there's this understanding we have as human beings that in a relationship, people contribute. You do something for them, you are expecting them to do something for you. Of course, in Islam, we understand the importance of having a sincere intention that we should be doing things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even that doesn't change the fact that a healthy relationship is going to have all members contributing something. If you want to have a strong household, then there are so many things that need to get done. You need everyone to contribute, to play their role. It's not always easy just surviving day to day, paying the bills, eating, cleaning, raising children. So when you are in a relationship, specifically marriage, It's important that everyone plays a role because life can be difficult. It's filled with challenges. This life is a test. And because specifically for so many years, feminism has really been being pushed and promoted, a lot of men have sort of been fed up. It's one thing to be just, but it's another thing to act like, okay, men and women are the same. They're completely equal whenever it benefits women. But when it doesn't benefit women, then they still want to hold on to these traditional roles. But sometimes we can get so caught up in combating that extreme that people go to the other extreme. And you actually have women who want to be a traditional wife, but you don't have men who are ready to be traditional husbands. So they'll adopt feminism when it comes to the wife working and earning money and splitting the bills, but then they'll adopt the traditional outlook when they want her to take care of the house and raise the kids. And obviously, that's unjust to the women. So at the end of the day, we always have to be balanced and just. So I wanted to close by reading this email because there's a sister who really appreciated the fact that we were talking about the role of a traditional husband. She writes, "Please keep creating content from time to time to reiterate this message to Muslim men because no one else is doing it and the onus should be on the man to adopt the provider mindset in the first place so that he can opt out of the brainwashed Western ideology of finding a career woman with earning potential. Sisters are more than happy to be traditional wives. It's tough to work in places alongside men, men as colleagues, bosses, students, team members, etc. Muslim women in UK face discrimination, racism, and sexism in the workplace due to their faith, ethnic appearance, and for just being women, and sometimes inappropriate or unwanted advances and interest from Western men. Sometimes they can end up marrying a non-Muslim man due to this scenario or have an affair, etc. It's called your work wife or husband because you spend all your time at work. You spend more time with the second man or woman. You have to have meetings with non-mahram men, one-to-one sometimes, do presentations in front of men, deal with grown young men because they are your students. I don't like it because you have to sit next to them and it's too personal and I think it contravenes Islamic guidance. If so-called Muslim husbands today are okay with that, does this mean they are de youth? No protective jealousy over their women? Isn't it like being a pseudo-pimp? Sending your wife out to bring in the money regardless of her having close contact with all these non-mahram men? It's the Muslim men these days who need to change their feminist mindset, in the West anyway, because they are just copying the kufar model, where both spouses work and even brag about the high career status as the wife being a doctor, a lawyer, etc. Even if their parents have this mindset from years and years of conditioning. So that's a really, really important point about the parents. Because how many parents are raising their sons to be traditional husbands? How many parents are raising their daughters to be traditional wives? This is something that's really important, and this is why we want to have these conversations, because many of us just jump into marriage not really being prepared properly by our parents, by our society, by our communities. So that does it for this video. Again, I want to always emphasize the importance of balance. When it comes to the religion of Islam, balance is of the utmost importance, and this is something that translates to everything else in our lives. We all have our own individual experiences. Some of the emails and some of the comments show that there are women who have come across men who don't want to be traditional husbands, who don't fulfill their responsibilities. And there are men who come across women who don't seem to want to be traditional wives. And some people have had good experiences regarding both. So let's also keep that in mind when we read the comments. We all are looking at things through our own personal experiences and perspectives. But please share your thoughts in the comments. Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you for watching. Allah knows best. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.